Robert Sheffield.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glad you could join us. J.P. Pritchard here with Lana Hughes.
Good morning, Officer Sheffield. How are you?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. Good morning to you, too.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit here. We're going to record this. We're going to do this for Memorial Day, and we're sure glad to have you along. So if you're ready, we're ready.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
All right. Let's do it.
You are an artillery targeting officer. Tell us what that is.
Actually, what an artillery targeting officer does is we help facilitate indirect and direct fire support for maneuver elements for the command. In the capacity that I'm here, I'm not actually doing the traditional artillery role. I work in the key leader engagement cell, and what I do is I help facilitate meetings between some of our command and local and national leadership on the Iraqi side.
So where exactly are you?
I'm in Basra, which is southern Iraq. It's probably 25, 30 kilometers north of Kuwait and about 15 kilometers west of Iran.
How long have you been there?
Ma'am, I've been here since December.
Well, it sounds like it could be dangerous duty at times, huh?
Yes, sir. It gets kind of exciting a little bit sometimes.
Well, you're a homegrown Texan. What did you do while you were here?
I grew up in Lumberton, just north of Beaumont. My folks actually listened to KTRH when I was growing up. I'm an immigration agent. I work for ICE in southern Louisiana now.
That sounds like that could be a little dangerous, too.
It gets interesting also.
What has been your biggest challenge when you first got there?
Actually, readjusting. My wife and I, both of us are military, and between her deployments, this is my second tour. My wife has had three tours, and this one, just the time apart is kind of tough.
I was going to say, you must miss your family a lot. Tell us a little bit about your wife and your family.
No, my wife is way more cool than I am. She is a Black Hawk pilot. My wife is an aviator in the Army also. And we've got three boys, and it's just been an adventure, so to speak.
When's the last time you talked to your wife?
I try to talk to her as much as possible. Usually I talk to her every other day or so. I'm able to get a call in, so it's not too terribly difficult to call home.
Well, you know what? We're going to sneak in another one right now.
Oh.
Michelle, are you with us now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great to have you along.
How are you guys?
This is your time. You two enjoy.
Well, thank you very much. How's it going, hon?
Hey, I'm doing fine, babe. Did you get hold of my parents to tell them that I was going to be on the radio?
I did, and I told them when it was going to air, so they're aware.
So, Robert, did you know she was going to be on with us?
I know, sir. I'm looking at Lieutenant Musil, and I don't think he realizes that actually went through, but I appreciate it very much.
Sorry we couldn't bring you there for you for a hug, but that'll have to come soon enough. When do you two get to see each other again?
In June.
June, ma'am.
You say, Michelle, this is a pretty good lucky thing. When we asked him about his family, he said nice things about you.
I know, right? He always does. He's such a great guy. And he'll tell our kids the only way I'd be cooler than Mom is if I was a baseball player. A professional baseball player, and they love him. They think he's the greatest.
I'm waiting for Mr. Hunsaker to give me a call. I've been waiting on the Astros phone call for about 30 years now, so.
It could happen. You never know.
You never know, yeah.
How old are your kids?
We have one turning 16 next week, and he's all excited about his driver's license. And he says that he wants to drive Bobby's truck, but somewhere it's not in the cards for him.
Are you sure? Bobby, you know, that could happen, Robert.
I hope it doesn't, but I guess it probably could.
Well, if you see each other in June, where will you two be meeting up?
Well, we live in Alabama.
We're probably going to meet up in Lower Alabama. My wife is stationed at Fort Rucker, and so that's where we'll probably meet up. I have a crazy commute when I drive to work. I drive to work on Monday mornings. And I'm back home from Lower Alabama to Louisiana, and I drive back home on Fridays. So she's in Fort Rucker, so we'll probably meet there.
Both of you must be homesick for Texas. And, Officer, when do you and Michelle get to come back here?
I was just here last week.
No, we asked that again. Michelle, when will you get back here?
I don't know. Soon, hopefully.
Officer Sheffield, Robert, Bobby. I'm going to call you Bobby since Michelle called you Bobby. What do you miss most about Texas?
Oh, I miss a cold beer and a steak. And the fishing and hunting, I guess. I got a long list. I got a long list of things that I miss.
We got lots of that stuff for you when you do get back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm back to a little more of a serious note here. With everything that's happening and playing out in Abbottabad in Pakistan, the death of Osama bin Laden, what have you been hearing there, Officer Sheffield?
Oh, it's just good news. It doesn't necessarily affect us that much, but it was really good news to hear that. We were really glad to finally put an end to that guy.
I bet there was a cheer that went up there when that news came down, huh?
Oh, yes, sir. When I came in, I read it on the Drudge Report, and I called my wife immediately, woke her up. I guess it was probably midnight in Alabama, and woke her up and told her the good news and sent out a lot of emails.
Michelle, what makes this all worthwhile for you?
That, you know, that no matter what, that, you know, my husband's always there for me, and there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, this has been a rough period for folks in the U.S. service, and we want to take just a moment to say thank you to both of you for your service to our country. We want to honor you. It's just really great to have you along to be able to talk to us and to tell us about your experiences.
Well, thank you.
And Michelle, first to you, and then to your husband, Michelle. If you want to give a shout out to your kids,
I just want to say I love you and I miss you, and I can't wait for you to come home. And Brendan will be picking you up at the airport, I'm sure.
And Robert Sheffield, to your kids.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I want to say I miss you guys, and I can't wait to see you. I love you, and I also want to say Happy Mother's Day to my wife and my mom. So.
Oh, thank you.
I'm glad we were able to help facilitate that. Thanks to both of you so much for your service and for taking time to talk with us.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, too, ma'am.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.